Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and Greg, later in the show, we are going to review the latest album from one of your favorites, St. Vincent, a.k.a. Annie Clark. We've been following her career ever since she was a member of Polyphonic Spree, now one of the most eclectic voices in independent rock today.
That's going to be later in the show, Jim, but first we've got Jamila Woods as our guest, an artist who grew up on the south side of Chicago and is now a nationally renowned figure in music. Just signed a national label deal. So her debut album is coming out, but what a background she's had, what she's accomplished in the few short decades of her life. Started out singing in a church choir, went to Brown University, is a published poet. She's also a teacher and an activist, played a key role and continues to play a key role as a teacher and associate artistic director for Young Chicago Authors, a real incubator for young talent in Chicago. It's a nonprofit that offers resources to teenagers for creative writing. And she's an organizer for Louder Than a Bomb, which is a giant annual teen poetry slam.
I think nationally, Greg, she's about to break big, one of the most exciting voices in hip-hop, soul, funk, poetry since Erykah Badu or Lauryn Hill. I think people right now know her best for collaborations with fellow Chicago hip-hop artists Donnie Trumpet and Chance the Rapper. She was also on Macklemore's White Privilege 2, where most people probably heard her.
Your silence is a luxury. Hip-hop is not a luxury.
And now, as we said, this solo album, Heaven, released last year, getting wider distribution now through Jag Jaguar.
Needless to say, we were really glad to have Jamila Woods and her band in our studio. Now, Jamila had been part of a duo called M&O, which released a couple of albums in 2012 and 2014. So I asked her how she came to release a solo album.
Through M&O, my group projects, I think I realized that I could do singing because it's something I've always loved, and I've always been in a bunch of choirs and a cappella groups and things like that. And through the band, when I became like a front woman of that band, it kind of showed me the power of my voice and how much I love performing and writing.
Another night and you've been knocking at my window. I wouldn't answer if I took my own advice. You gave me something that I wanted to believe in. I give up hope when every morning comes, but much to my surprise, feels incredible each time I see you smiling. And every winter you're the apple of my eye. You fed my soul when I should have let it feed it. You gave me something that was missing in my life. Oh, baby,
My bandmate moved away and I still wanted to keep doing music, so it was kind of just organically happened, and it was kind of a challenge to figure out how to begin from scratch in some ways, but it was a good thing because it connected me to more producers and more artists working in the city that I ended up working on Heaven with.
Did you want to make a statement with that first record? Because obviously it was incredibly well received. It led to a label deal and a lot of attention was paid. And also an incredible amount of nuance in the words. You're a poet.
I got two moons divided by a rat tail comb, orbiting my good ideas, eclipsing the forehead daddy gave. They said, bad hair means you look like a slave. But slaves made afro pics out of scrap metal, hair oil out of animal fat.
Did you intend to build a career in music all along, or was it sort of more of a happenstance kind of thing?
Music has always been just a great love of mine. I grew up in a very musical family, and I just always, singing to me is something that just calms me down, just centers me. So I know I'm going to be doing it forever, you know, no matter if there's an album or a career associated with it or not. But I feel like poetry helped me to find the confidence and kind of the courage and knowing what I wanted to say in order to be a singer, in order to have this kind of solo career. And I think the words are really important to me, like you were saying. I think that's what kind of drives my writing. And a lot of my poems were what I was looking at when I was writing lyrics for Heaven. And it was actually like an award. I won an award for poetry that allowed me to like fund the album too. So it's like, I never want to just choose one. I think my poetry feeds my music and vice versa.
Jamila, you're here with your band. You're going to play a song. What are you going to play first?
We're going to start with Heaven, the title track.
Ah, great place to start.
Show me how you do that trick, the one that makes you love someone. The world wants us so numb and alone. Show me how you do it, the one that makes the winters warm. The one where summer never comes. I don't wanna run away with you. I wanna live our life right here.
That is Heaven, the title track from the new Jamila Woods record, newly reissued Jamila Woods record on Sound Opinions.
How about the title, Heaven, H-E-A-V-N, all caps, no E. There is this incredibly long and wonderful history in African-American music of imagining a utopian society, right? Whether we're talking about George Clinton or Sun Ra or Erykah Badu or Jamila Woods.
Yeah.
So what is Heaven for you? And what is that concept? What are you singing about?
Yeah, to me, the concept is how heaven can be here, like here meaning in my community in Chicago. How can I personally create for myself, you know, maybe through self-love, through self-acceptance, a sense of heaven, but also how can my community, black women, people of color, young people of color, how can we create spaces that feel safe, that mm-hmm. feel where we can live and survive and love? Because that's what a lot of it is about, too, starting with the title track.
Yeah.
I remember learning and reading a lot of bell hooks and just learning about the ways that, yes, slavery and then all of the reverberations after that, how that has affected Black people's ability to love each other and love ourselves. And that was kind of the kind of glue, I think, that, you know, every song is about love in some way.
Yeah. And what I have gathered from interviews you've given, Jamila, the church, as it is with so much of Black Chicago, is not only a source of musical inspiration for you, but of community activism and sort of the start of a political consciousness, right?
I would say it definitely taught me a lot about what love means and what love looks like.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. When the blazes go up,
the blessings come down.
You know, it would be my grandma who would bring us to church. I went to church on the south side of Chicago, and I remember when I was studying for the SATs, and I wanted to take this class, but my parents were saying, oh, I don't know, it's too expensive, or maybe I didn't even want to ask them because it was so expensive, and this woman from church was like, oh, I'll pay for it, and I'll take you. And she drove me every day, like, from my high school, just because she knew my grandma, and she loved my grandma, and therefore she loved me. And I just remember feeling like that just taught me a lot about what community really means, and it still obviously taught me a lot about music, but also a lot about like what the Black church means in the context of political movements, in the context of also just like everyday healing, like seeing people waiting for Sunday to get things off their chest and kind of feel held.
Praise him, praise him till I'm gone.
Don't be mad.
So, Jamila, you're going to do another song for us.
Yes, we're going to do a song called Lonely.
I'm not sorry.
That is Lonely from Jamila Woods live on Sound Opinions. You can find video of her performing in our studio at soundopinions.org. After a short break, we'll have more with Jamila Woods on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.